Opia. And then I titled this part of the newspaper, this is a red letter proclaim Opia, because this is the exact photograph I used to integrate with this composition itself. I took this photograph. I went to one time in New York with my camera. Not one time, a couple of times I went to the ghetto, actual ghetto, you know, above 200 degrees, I mean, above Colombia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was dangerous then, but anyway, I took photographs. I happened to, in the ghetto, garbage is all over, and the prisons are decomposing, mm-hmm. and the window is a great big eyeball, you know, the skeleton like looking at you. Oh, mm-hmm. Not spooky, but most, so, destruction, you know, that's mm-hmm. like all of a sudden you're walking around Europe, suddenly Dresden shows up like a ghost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of impression you get, right? First time I went to New York, so that's the time I got to paint something like that, something associated with death, because it's a catastrophe, destruction, not the destructive power itself, but the aftermath and the sadness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vacant look and all this waste and everything, all this human food, I mean, what the heck, you know, I mean, really, that kind of expression I wanted to put on this car, oh my goodness, heck. I mean, I'm just so tired of this, you know.
Yeah, that's
look, awesome. You know, during that time, right, I would keep collecting something very, try to compose something very destructive feeling I got. Not destructive feeling, but aftermath of destruction. It's sort of vacant, sad feeling you get, mm-hmm. right? When the first time I saw the New York City, right, and saw this demolished place, was littered and everything, rotten, the kids are playing,
mm-hmm.
all the sad things to look at, it, right? It's before the cultural revolution and everything, right? So, maybe after, I think it's before. But anyway, that one of the photographs I took out to ghetto was this one. This was a newspaper, you know, bunch of newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of waving at the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very house, I took a lot of photographs and painted it. Later on, I painted on watercolor, very meticulous, and I won the prize on that too in the Rock of Paris, so you know, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
Top one and the third one. You know. But anyway, actually, that's a peculiar house. It's very elegantly built and very small scale, but very elegant house itself. Totally rotten, like everything got spilled out, type things, like books and everything. All the books are those precious looking book, man, you know? Sakare, of course, right? All those books, you know? And there was this newspaper there, and I look at it, it said Opia, right? And what? Utopia, you know, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
That first piece is missing, right? Could be any of my Opia, you know? But Opia, you know, at the top point, it almost like God was just, you know, the perfect time. My photograph of friend always the walking perfect time, very unique. That when suddenly that occasion happens, I got that very rare, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part. All those others are, you know, from different part of city, you know, just
mm-hmm.
different part. I just sort of personally have something going on, you know. Well, even a painter like myself, painting become very personal monologue, because I don't see anyone for a whole year, right? Just painting, right? Finally, in the beginning I feel like, well, this is my predation answer to the world feeling, right? I think about one part of the process, it becomes total monologue, you know? The world disappears, you know? In that situation, you put all the meaning to every film. Because this text, just like Ivan Albright said, Ivan Albright, American painter, like Chicago, one person I really admire. Really, I really want to see his real one, because he said it takes about a couple months to paint about 1 inch square, because but the finish of surface is so important to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't go that much, but I always admire statement like that, right? The real care, you know? Not like being Japanese or whatever, I don't know, but I really like to take care of things, and since I'm not really that meticulous, like even Albright, so I don't go that much, I'm not capable of doing it either, but I do lot of my own concern, physical stamina and my knowledge on researching superficial surface finish, you know, total craftsman trip, you know, I pay a lot of regard to craftsmanship. It's because this time I was looking for something catastrophic
mm-hmm.
motif, I don't care what it is, that mm-hmm. time I have about to say like, God knows it looks so heavy, you know, because I put in this rock in a basement and it's not bent and my ex-boyfriend, the father complained about maybe I should hip hop around because it's got heavy. Keep drawing this grotesque stuff. I've drawn just about all the grotesque stuff I could think of it, you know. What hundreds of things are so grotesque. Boy, maybe somebody might envy for it, you know.
Oh.
Oh, I found it out. I threw my head all the grotesque stuff.
Such as typified in this, in your clay object there, you mean?
Oh, this is, yeah, I made it a more comical version, I made it, you know, grotesque part made it with the comical thing sadness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a tema, immediate tema I borrowed about the movement, feminism movement,
mm-hmm.
feminism, because suddenly everybody talking about feminists, right? That the female gave up type things comes out, right? Looks like I'm alone, I don't know what to do, right? I really never thought of that kind of thing. Suddenly I have to think about it, right? But I don't really have time to think about it. But well, there's always one question, if anyone ever asks me whether I'm a feminist or not, I will say, no, I'm not, right? Because one question I really never been able to resolve it to myself, or I never met a really feminist who can give me an answer, which I can agree with it, you know? I ask a lot of them. But it is that what's wrong being female, you know? I mean, being acted like male and do a male thing is so good and things, that's like defeating itself, right? Same situation happens. And my teacher said, I cannot apply that logic because they are a little bit kids, but grown up. But grown up people doing the same thing, I mean, you know. Acknowledging defeat self is defeat, right? If you're a winner, right? You don't pull yourself. You know, if you're a true feminist, you will never understand, right? If being female is such a problem, you will never understand what's wrong with being a man and a female. Nothing is wrong as far as I'm concerned, right? I don't understand why you should imitate that male, right? Male should imitate that female a little bit, I really think, you know?